into Turkey to some Air Force base, and you're like, I'm the fastest swimmer.
Well, to be honest, we had no Air Force base. Unlike Tim, who was spoiled, they had a base. We lived right among the Turks where things blew up on a regular basis.
I lived in an insular. Like, where were you at?
I was in Izmir.
In Izmir.
Yes, we were like the stepchildren. We had no base. The bus picked us up every day, and the guy who rode the bus was a bus driver, and we also had a security guard who carried a little Uzi with him.
On the bus.
No wonder you swam so fast.
Yeah, that's right.
Look at my plaque. Please don't shoot me, sir.
That was a very interesting time in Turkey. But, yeah, at one point, I was the fastest thing in the water there.
Oh, learn new things every day. Hit our top of the hour break here. We'll be talking to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. I'm Joey. He's Jack.
How you doing? Hey, Eddie, did you see the boats on the lake this weekend?
On Lake Martin, they had a great Trump parade. I seen the video.
Yeah.
Man, it was awesome.
Trump flotilla.
Yeah. Yes, that was awesome.
So, yeah, there's a lot of Trump pride around these parts here, but yes, I think you already knew that, folks. More news and views when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump lashing out at his former national security advisor, John Bolton, whose memoir comes out tomorrow, tweeting that Bolton was considered a wacko.
In an interview with ABC News, Bolton said he made a mistake taking a job in the Trump White House and that he believes the president should not get a second term.
I don't think he's fit for office. I don't think he has the competence to carry out the job.
Bolton also said that Russian President Vladimir Putin plays President Trump like a fiddle, and that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un gets a huge laugh over how the president perceives their relationship as friendly.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland, a probe underway after a noose is found at Talladega Superspeedway in the garage space of Bubba Wallace, the only full-time black driver in NASCAR's Top Cup Series, and existing home sales plunging 9.7% in May. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The weather this week, very different than the weather last week. We are deep into the heat and humidity, especially today with a high temperature in the low to mid-90s and the heat index near 100. There'll be a generous supply of showers and thunderstorms around this afternoon and into the evening hours before fading out tonight, low 72. Tomorrow and Wednesday, the showers and storms will be scattered to numerous by the afternoon hour. Some locally heavy downpours with upper 80s tomorrow and mid-80s on Wednesday. Welcome to summertime. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
You know, I talk with David Ernest all the time, and I ask him questions like, David, what's going to happen with the economy?
Look, who knows what's going to happen? That's the problem. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know. So why do you want to lose your dough if you don't know?
And what about the stock market? How safe is that for investing?
If you're young, fine. Keep on using that stock market in an aggressive way. But if you're getting close to retirement, maybe you need to take a look at what we do.
And it's easy to take a look at what we do. Just call David Ernest at 279-7431.
When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
279-7431.
What about them gigantic bonuses that we add up front? Or the insurance companies do. When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
Call David Ernest today. 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
We're a few minutes after 10 a.m. here on News and Views. That means it's time to talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
I'm good. Y'all have a... You're not a father yet, but did you have a good Father's Day?
I did. I talked to my dad. He was spending. He lives on the coast, right on the bay there, and so he was going fishing, and it was
that's
a good day. Right. I know he's happy when
he's
fishing.
That's a heck of a good day. I wanted to wear my Father's Day outfit that they got me, but Angie reminded me this morning that they didn't give me any pants, so I scrubbed that idea.
can't go Porky Pig in it like that.
It's just... No, it would have been bad. It would have been. I mean, I don't have the prettiest legs around. That's for dang sure. So she's like, no, honey, just put your pants on. I'm like, but I really want to show off everything. And she says, no, you can't walk out of the house without pants on. So y'all have, Angie, thank you, Angie, for not allowing that to happen today because it would have been bad.
Right.
But we had a good weekend. I'm glad to be back here at work. We're busy, busy. I've got 3 appointments in Montgomery this afternoon, so I'll be over in y'all's neck of the wood all day this afternoon running around.
So are these some of these in-home consultations?
And they're free consultations. We run out free of charge, look at the place, measure it, come up with some suggestions, get some samples out there. And then in a couple of weeks, you got a new floor down. Just that simple.
So the number's 285-8117, correct?
That's correct. And we even, this is one of the things I don't talk about a lot. I don't know why I don't talk about it a lot, but we are a Mohawk Color Center. One of the greatest things about this program, I have a customer, we're putting the carpet in right now as we speak, and they called me in a panic because the color is not what they thought it was going to be.
Hmm.
And I said, well, you know what? Not a problem, because Mohawk will replace that carpet one time free.
Wow.
So you can come in and pick it out again, and it won't cost you anything.
Well, and y'all...
Except for labor, but she caught it before they installed it, so she's not even going to have to pay the labor on it because she was out there when they rolled the carpet out.
Well, and you at Prattville Carpet recently attained the Color Center Elite status, right?
Yes, which means we sold a lot of carpet.
There you go. And that's a great deal.
That's all that means.
It's a really great deal. If folks don't like the look of it, they can get it changed out.
So give us a call today, 285-8117.
Again, folks, Prattville Carpet, 285-8117. When you call that number, whether it's Ray or somebody else who works there, be sure you say that, hey, we heard Ray on the radio on News and Views.
All right. Well, hey, y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Ray.
Appreciate it.
Man. No pants.
I know.
You know, if I'm going to Porky Pickett, I have to allow people to Donald Duck it as well.
Well, but of course.
Right. What is it with all those cartoon characters without pants? At least, Donald had feathers.
He had some coverage.
True. Well, and now they're already changing things. Like, we covered it where Elmer Fudd will no longer have a shotgun.
Yeah, but at least he wore pants.
Right, but he's going to be chasing around bugs with, like, a scimitar. Like, what the?
I didn't realize they were still
more violent.
What in the world?
I didn't realize they were still making those, though.
Right.
I guess they are.
272-9228. More News and Views when we come back.
Okay. Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the Real Estate Minute. Although we've all had to weather the pandemic storm of closed businesses and stay-at-home orders, houses are being sold at a surprisingly rapid rate here in our area. Our first quarter sales locally and statewide set new records again. According to Alabama Center for Real Estate, the statewide demand is up 7% for homes, and sales are up by record numbers. Just this week, we had multiple offers on our listing in Millbrook. It sold in days, not weeks or months. And as we have done since 2004, we have shot videos of homes for those who can't be present to see them. I sent videos to several of my out-of-state customers who need to move to our area but can't travel to see the homes in person. For more details of selling or buying a home, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225. That's 551-0225. Or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens. Years ago, Bruce Holding showed me how much better steel equipment starts and runs as opposed to that piece of junk I own.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
CTE has been providing professionals and homeowners alike with steel parts, sales, and service for years. Everything from steel, gas and battery-operated chainsaws, grass trimmers, blowers, and mowers. And with these great steel products, you won't find them at big-box stores. But CTE has the full line. Recently, I purchased one of the steel HSA 25 garden shears from CTE.
Keep in mind, it only weighs 0.8 pounds, but it sure gets the job done. It seems many people are concerned because it's battery-operated. But let me tell you, I worked for 2 hours, and it was as strong when I finished as when I began. Stop by and see the team at CTE Outdoor Power, located at I-85 and Perry Hill Road. Let them demonstrate all their great new battery-powered equipment from Steel. You will be amazed at how far battery-operated equipment has come. You can also visit online at CTEOutdoorPower.com. Proudly serving the Tri-County for over 20 years.
Switch to WOW! Super-fast Internet 200 for $44.99 per month with a safe, contact-free installation. Their techs will call in advance, leave equipment at your door, and talk you through the process. Switch to WOW! Today. Stay connected. Details at WOWWay.com.
WOW! Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is open and here for you. Dixie is working with increased safety practices. From our family to yours, let's keep our homes and businesses safe. Visit CallDixie.com.
Call Dixie. License number 15033.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
The song goes out to Jack Campbell.
I hate this song.
You hate it?
I hate this song.
I'm sorry then. I thought you loved it.
If only y'all could see Jack's face right now, folks.
That's hysterical.
It's like he's about to jump through the screen and punch me. Well, I'm sorry, Jack. Can you forgive me?
Okay, Joey. Oh, of course.
Okay. Welcome back to News and Views.
How are you supposed to know I hate a song?
Right. I mean, I thought you'd...
Well, if you wouldn't play crappy songs all the time, then I might like one or two.
That's how forgiveness is done, folks.
That's right.
272-922.
Did I hear a smirk from intern the Tim?
No, Jack. No.
No, just... he's stone-faced over there.
Exactly. Really? Yeah. I bet.
So, before we get back into things, this hour of News and Views is brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, call them today at 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. Of course, they're an equal housing lender. And Kim Williams will actually be calling us for a short little while in 10:30. So,
excellent. I need to talk to her.
It'd be good to talk to Kim Williams. So 272-9228. Jack, you got anything else that's just chapping you today?
Yeah, I just got a text from a dear friend of mine in Mobile who said, I hate that effing song. Because he's about my age. So, yeah.
Good to get a ride.
Thanks, John. I appreciate you sharing that opinion with me.
Is there a bad memory associated with it or something?
No, it's just I never liked it.
Right. Too dramatic?
It's whiny.
Oh. Yeah. Some people,
it's
when they're in love.
It's whiny.
Some people, when they're in love, they like that sappy crap with strings and orchestration and melodramatic lyrics. But that's not you.
No.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah. If you've ever been dumped, then you learn very quickly, moveon.org. And quit lamenting about it in music. It's not productive. It's counterproductive.
What, you shouldn't wallow in sorrowful tones?
No.
In minor key melodies?
No.
Oh. I like Jack's advice.
That's a good, it is good advice. 272-9228. We've got James Stiffarm in Austin on the phone. James has been holding the longest, so let's go to James. Hey, James.
Hey, Joey. All night, the sportcasters have had their hair on fire, but I just wanted to mention the fact that most of Jewish temples recently have been set fire by the rabbis, and most of the mosques have been set fire by the imams, and most of the black churches have been, black preachers have set the fires for attention. And, of course, you know, in Chicago, there's a fellow that kind of wanted to wear a noose around his neck named Smollett.
Oh, and, Juicy Smollett, yes.
Yeah, so maybe I wouldn't be too surprised if they waited a little while, they might find that maybe Bubba Wallace might have instigated that little trick. Yeah, so they shouldn't jump to conclusions too fast.
Well, the governor already jumped to conclusions, James, and here's the headline. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey apologizes to Bubba Wallace after noose found in driver's garage. Yeah, actually, I know what you're talking about, that folks need to wait. When you see the headline on, say, a church is burned or something's defaced, or like Juicy Smollett is the most absurd example, wait to see the facts. But, I mean, whoever did it, it's just they shouldn't have, whatever motivation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and they took so many things like the Duke lacrosse team.
Yeah.
And they made so many errors by jumping the gun. So they need to let that play out before they make a lot of accusations like that and apologies and actually find out what happened. And
Well, and it's an interesting psychological trick that happens to people. Even in the case of Juicy Smollett, the most obvious one, he is still not apologized because I think in his mind, if he could advance the cause, even though he wasn't actually a victim in that case, it was all made up, he thought it's worthwhile because I advanced the cause. And there are a lot of folks who start thinking that way.
Yes, sir. Thank you all very much. Enjoy listening to you.
Thanks, James.
Thank you.
272-9228. Yeah, it's unfortunate when you see the headline, and of course people assume the worst, but that's kind of the whole point. It's why false flag attacks work.
Yeah.
It's why these provocateurs, whoever they are in these, you know, protests or whatnot, it's why they're effective. So we need to always take a beat, take a break. And, you know, there's a lot of folks recommended this to me. My brother, my roommate, Stick Shift Annie, who's been listening to these shows, this radio station, for years.
Mm-hmm.
She said, listen to Joe Rogan with Eric Weinstein. And it was an amazing interview.
Yeah.
Weinstein's more on the progressive left, but he's a sensible guy. And one of the points he was making is everybody's assuming that they saw first-degree murder in the George Floyd case. And I think if you go to a court of law, you could probably prove that, given what Chauvin did with his knee, how his the other part of the neck was against the concrete curb. Like, I think you can get him on first-degree murder, but we don't fully know how they're going to adjudicate the police procedures.
Right.
And his point is that in America, you presume innocence and you prove somebody guilty beyond a reasonable doubt in a court of law. And there are folks worried on that case seems more, you know, open and shut. Like, okay, let's get this one done. But say the more borderline cases, like the ones you saw in Atlanta at the Wendy's.
Right.
Like, so I fear we're losing a sense of what the court system, what the legal system should be about. And not just in these, you know, police-involved shootings. Generally speaking, look at the whole Michael Flynn case.
Right.
Or we talked to Don Siegelman about his case. I mean, the way that federal prosecutors in particular, like 90-something percent, I think it's 95% of convictions are plea deals.
Plea deals, yeah.
You completely short-circuited the whole reason you have a jury system.
Well, sure.
It's there's a lot we need to look out for, and we shouldn't have either an elite group of prosecutors just throwing people in prison without a jury trial, or also you shouldn't have the mob dictating for whatever how things are going to end up. So we need to find our center again. Again, it's a basic American principles is what should bring us together, and I fear we're losing that.
You brought up the Atlanta deal with Wendy's. You know, they put a, I guess, all-points bulletin out for the girl they believe set the fire in Wendy's. I saw it on the news last night, and another picture said they believe it to be his girlfriend. I can't think of his
name. Rayshard's girlfriend?
Yeah.
So during the arrest, he mentions, I can go back to, my girlfriend was here, she left, I'm going to go back, and he calls
her. She's the one who bought him the top shelf stuff, yeah.
Correct, and he calls her by first and last name. Well, that first and last name matches the surveillance videos of the girl who went back and, yep. and burned down the Wendy's.
Ooh. Right. Man. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Stiff Arm. Hey, Stiff Arm.
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing this morning?
Good. How you doing?
Good. I have to agree with Jack. That song stinks.
Jeez, no more Bonnie Tyler.
What, you like that song, Eddie?
Not anymore.
Yeah, that one goes right up there with Knights in White Satin to me, that one.
Don't give me any ideas, Stephor.
Yeah, that yeah. Knights in White Satin is wretched.
Yeah, it's awful. And now the one you just played is stuck in my head for the rest of the day, so well, that I appreciate that.
Knights in White Satin, that can be a racist song as well.
Mm. Yeah.
And these days and times, that song probably fixing to go away.
Mm. Well, that'll be fine if they take that away. I'll take that one. I wanted to comment on the interview that Jack set up last week with George Wallace Jr. That was a really good interview. A lot learned that I would have never known based on his, you know, being George Wallace being his dad, that I think brought a lot of information out to, you know, that probably none of us would have known. So it was a really good interview.
Well, thank you. As a matter of fact, texted George a couple times over the weekend to tell him how well received it was, and I think it was a good cleansing thing for him too, because he has not really talked about it publicly in a long time, so I think it was good for him too.
Yeah, it was definitely good. As a matter of fact, all of those interviews, I didn't get to hear the Tommy Galyon. I heard bits and pieces. I was in and out of the truck that day, but the Don Siegelman was good. I don't know if you can do this, but I always thought after the Don Siegelman, if you could have got Richard Scrucci in the next week, that would have been a interesting one too.
I have someone who's close to him. I know I'd be happy to try to set that up. And I have also reached out to George McMillan, former lieutenant governor, who has agreed to come on the show. So we'll be trying to do that over the next few weeks.
Yeah, we're really making our level best effort to have, you know, Jack's really tapping into the folks he knows, especially a lot of folks from Alabama, and Jack's got a lot of stories. I wish you could tell them all on air. Some just have to remain off air. But we're also working with local voices. We want to talk to more folks here locally, trying to make Montgomery the River Region better. And we're going to try to get some more national voices, some of the big players that are, you know, coming out with books and playing the political scene, the national level. So we're really trying to get more voices onto the station here.
Yeah, if you could get that Scrucci one, that'd be good. Is he back in Alabama? I thought he stayed in Texas.
I think he's living in Houston now.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I think that's.
Right. Do you ever see that TV show American Greed on? I think MSNBC puts it on. It's about people who get caught doing, you know, scam artists and stuff. They had an episode on him about that. That was pretty good. But yeah, that'd be a good interview to get. And but I just wanted to comment on last Friday with Wallace. That was really, really good.
Thank you, Steph Arm, and thank you
again.
Thanks,
we appreciate that.
Appreciate the call.
Y'all have a good day.
You too, bud.
272-9228. Austin, welcome to the show.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Good. How are you?
How's it going?
Good. I'm doing good. I just want to start off by saying that I am really a big fan of the show. It really helps me get through my days here at my summer job, you know, throughout school since we were sent home early.
Well, that makes my day, because I always try to remember. I'm sitting up here in this studio, and I used to work construction cleanup and work long jobs outside, and I got to think about the folks actually out there listening, not just what, you know, Joey and Jack are babbling about.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. I wanted to know y'all's comments or what y'all's opinions were on the severity of the COVID-19. I'm a pre-med student at a HBCU in Alabama, and we were given an assignment that basically our professor was telling us, you know, when you get sent home, make sure you bring some research back, you know, on what you think about it and some data and some statistics on it. And
what I've run across is that it's not as severe as social media is putting it out as, and I just wanted to know what some of y'all's views were on it.
The way I've looked at this is that the lockdown and slow the spread, so-called, the point was to lock down quickly, build up medical capacity. The American healthcare system is one of the most amazing in the world to be able to flex. Now, that is different for each individual state. And then once we open back up, you have that expanded medical capacity. And the goal was never to stop everybody from getting it. So the numbers I look at are percentage of positive tests coming back as well as hospitalizations. Now, here in Montgomery County, for instance, that percentage of positive tests is definitely on the upswing. And hospitalizations are up as well from earlier, but it's not beyond capacity, though it's stretching it. And obviously, a lot of the folks working Jackson Baptist systems are very stressed out. So I don't think it's the end of the world the way the press and social media talks about it, because they're focusing on the new case count. And there is an increased case count because of more testing. And how many of those cases, to me, the serious ones are hospitalizations. And so are we able to, bottom line, is anybody in the United States dying from COVID-19 because they cannot get medical care? And if the answer is no, then I think we're doing the best we can. It's one of these things, one of these problems that you can't completely solve. It's one of these things you more have to suffer and endure, and you try to do the best thing you can while weighing the cost of shutting down an economy. You have to think about people's lives being ruined in that way, with increases in addiction and domestic abuse, suicide, not to mention you maybe you've built a small business for 10, 20 years and now you're out of it and there's no way it's going to come back. So I think it's bad. It could have been stopped if it was stopped at the source. And unfortunately, we don't really still have the full story from China. And that's very difficult.
Probably never get it.
That's where they should have stopped it.
We'll probably never get it. And I have one more question, though. Some of the CDC's guidelines in regards to staying safe or keeping from passing it along to others or even contracting the virus, I found were a little odd. I bring up all the time, my mom has some friends who are highly respected in the medical field, and I talk to them all the time. And they've told me that a lot of the patients that they have coming in are healthy as can be, you know, no underlying health condition. And they'll come in with some of the symptoms, you know, that they put down as being COVID-19 symptoms. And one of the first questions they ask is, well, how long have you been wearing your mask today? And I feel as if there's a positive and a negative outcome, or when you look at wearing masks, when you look at the population or amount of people that are wearing a mask, I feel like it does take a toll on the body in a way. There's a lot of things that go on when you shut off an adequate amount of oxygen to the lungs and to the body. And I just feel like some of those, a guideline like that is also aiding to some of the cases we might be seeing.
Right, and this is correct me if I'm wrong, Austin, but this is a weird virus in the sense that the traditional viral theory is a little bit of the virus can get into one or a few cells and then it spreads throughout the body. It's almost like certain cases are more severe the more you're exposed in a given period of time, to your point about the mask. And it really does suggest, and it seemed like conspiracy stuff to begin with, but the idea that this was maybe amped up in a lab, it has certain properties that don't quite fit any naturally occurring virus we've ever seen. And so it's just, I want more answers. And I think there's something to that. The more you're just, the more concentration of the virus that hits you in one time period can lead to more severe outcomes.
Right. I definitely agree. I do believe, I absolutely believe that the virus itself is real. The way that it attacks the body, of course, is, you know, that's just how viruses work. Though it might be a different strand of virus, overall, that's how virus works. But, in regards, you know, just to the numbers and stuff, it's kind of hard for me to wrap my head around it, you know, about it being that many deaths in the country. It boggles my mind.
Well, this is a big wake-up call for the United States and our medical systems and our response to things like this. And there is, I think, going to be a reckoning with China and the Chinese government on this and many other issues, unfortunately, because there are a lot of unanswered questions, as we both kind of laid out here, that people want the answers to, and it's not just the United States or the Trump administration. It's, I mean, Germany has questions. It's interesting, the places that have done the best at responding to this are usually small, tight-knit countries, so like New Zealand, an island nation, or Germany's done very well. And a big, right, sprawling country like ours, the CDC really didn't do very well to begin with. And so maybe we need better public health or just private health systems at the local level and state levels, and places like Texas and Florida, California have done very well compared to some other spots. Right. So, but Austin, we got to run. I appreciate the call, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Take care.
272-9228. And before we hit this break, let's go to our hourly sponsor here, Alabama Home Mortgage. We have Kim Williams on the phone. Hey, Kim.
It's so nice. It's so nice to be calling in and speaking to you lovely gentlemen. Is Jackaroo around, or is he?
Hello, young Kim.
Hey, Jack.
How are you doing?
So nice to hear your little voice. I was in last
so
Tuesday.
Nice to hear yours.
Yeah. So, you know, whenever y'all are talking about the pandemic and COVID, whenever the economy is somewhat struggling, rates go down. You know, when it's doing great, rates go up. So I can't think of a better time to buy the house you've had your eye on, or turn in your notice to your landlord and buy a house, or refinance what you've got. Here's a great example. We have a retired teacher give us a call, and he wanted to look for ways to stretch his mortgage dollar. Well, he bought his house 3 years ago, and his rate was in the fours, which was a good rate back then, at that time. But as you know, times have changed, so have mortgage rates. Alabama Home Mortgage was able to lower his mortgage payment from $1,990 a month, that's $1,990, to $1,423 a month. And simply by lowering his rate by 2 points. Folks, that interest rate reduction is saving him $567 a month. And I hope he's listening right now as I give him a nod over the radio. That's $6,804 in the first year alone.
Wow.
You know, when you refinance and you lower your rate, guess what? That's the gift that keeps on giving. It doesn't just save you your first month or your second month. It saves you for the remainder of your term. It's simple math. The more you owe, the more you save. And if you're in a position where you could find a place to put those extra mortgage dollars instead of putting them right back on your mortgage or paying the salaries of these big old CEOs at these mortgage companies, the banks, credit unions, pick up the phone. Give me a call now at Alabama Home Mortgage. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. 567-4223. Again, 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Now, that's a mouthful, but plug it in one time, and I promise you folks it'll come up every time. Myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, Kim, it's always great hearing from you, and I'm glad you and Jack got to, you know, swap voices here in pleasantries.
Me too. That makes my day.
Makes
my day when I get to speak to two of my favorite gentlemen, you know, same day, I get to talk to my favorite gentleman. That puts me in a great spirit the rest of the day.
Jack is
this 372-374 business as opposed to 158-6368. Right. What's the difference?
158-6 what? Oh,
158-6368.
The NMLS numbers are two different.
What's the difference? One is my personal, and one is the company. And as long as I disclose one or the other, and 372-378 is the one, you know, it's been ingrained in me for so long that it's on the tip of my tongue.
Well, very good, very good. Kim, great hearing from you.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Folks, y'all definitely check out Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. The sponsor of this hour. I keep doing that. Been hanging out with Greg Budell too much in his damn spoonerisms. We'll be right back after this break. Oh, wait, this song again. I'm sorry, I didn't change the plan after you told me how much you hated it. More news and views when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to talk to us.
Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
on by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified, and then I see the look in your eyes.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the goal. You know the thing.
On your smartphone and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent. The prescriptions are ready when we get there. And when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens from Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie Holly and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The weather this week, very different than the weather last week. We are deep into the heat and humidity, especially today with a high temperature in the low to mid-90s and the heat index near 100. There'll be a generous supply of showers and thunderstorms around this afternoon and into the evening hours before fading out tonight, low 72. Tomorrow and Wednesday, the showers and storms will be scattered to numerous by the afternoon hour. Some locally heavy downpours with upper 80s tomorrow and mid-80s on Wednesday. Welcome to summertime. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Playing another one of Jack's favorites.
I don't mind this song.
Yeah, this song's great. It was Andrew Yang's walkout music. So,
Tom Petty's people told Trump's administration quit using his music.
Won't back down is what he's been playing.
Said, hey, man, Tom would not appreciate you using his music, so stop. Cease.
That actually makes sense. I know a little bit about Tom Petty's politics. That actually makes sense. It's kind of like, didn't, you know, Reagan play Born in the USA, Springsteen?
Yes.
And Bruce Springsteen is not a Republican by any means, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
No.
So it's funny how certain artists...
You know what I liked about Andrew, what was his last name? Yang.
Yeah.
He had a lot of skin in the game.
Oh, yeah.
Foreskin.
What?
He said that circumcision was a cruel practice.
Okay. I didn't read that quote.
I can't believe that just went over you, Joey. I'm shocked.
I knew you were going somewhere when you're like, yeah, he's got a lot of skin in the game. Pregnant pause. I'm like, oh, no, what's coming? No, I forgot about his whole circumcision discussion. I think he said that was brought up, and if he personally had made the decision for his own child, that's where he was coming from. He wouldn't do it. I don't think he was talking about passing any laws, and that's the problem. He was new to politics. He, you know, didn't understand how the media would take things and play them out of context, or, you know, go hyperventilate over any honest conversation. So, I guess he's not Jewish then.
No, I didn't think he was Jewish.
No.
No, it's a common practice in America now, so.
Well, in Turkey, they wait until you're about 10 years old.
Oh, no!
They throw you
right after you win the swimming championship.
Yes, they throw you on a donkey, and you have a parade on your way to the circumcision. Yes, I asked my mom one time. I was like, what's up with the parades here? Can I get one of those? It's like, no, baby, no.
Too late.
No, I just always think of Mel Brooks, Robin Hood, Men in Tights. He's the moil. He's got the tiny guillotine. 272-9228. JD, save us from ourselves.
Well, I've got two interesting fun facts. One, y'all said Andrew Yang, and it absolutely had me dying laughing. It reminded me of everybody saying, Andrew Yang, he's for the people. It's not about race, this, and that, and the other. And that you shouldn't stereotype. And the first thing they make his slogan is hashtag math for an Asian guy. Right. I just thought that was kind of cleverly ironic.
It's such a stereotype, but what's wrong with a positive stereotype?
Hey, you know, I don't mind it. I don't mind it at all. But I did want to call and inform you. You remember a couple of weeks ago you said you did not know why everybody's cell phone was dropping off and everybody was having bad reception. It was just crazy.
Yeah, it was one day in particular.
Well, we figured it all out. I finally got the goods for you, buddy.
All right.
So, the government has been talking about installing an app for people who wanted it to track the COVID.
Right.
But what they didn't tell you is they have preemptively put all the metadata on your phone without your knowledge. If you go right now to your phone, if you have an iPhone, go to your settings.
I'm doing it now.
Go to privacy.
Okay.
Go to settings, privacy, and health, and tell me what you see pops up at the top.
COVID-19 exposure logging, and I have it turned off.
Yes. They haven't activated it for anybody, but they were preemptively putting all that on everybody's phone almost at one time, which was causing a lot of calls to, you know, they were having to divide the data of the download of that, the forcible download of that app. And Android phones, it is settings, and then you go to your Google settings, and then it'll pop up. But I know they were getting ready for all this, and people have an option as of right now, but how long before they don't have an option? Just because I haven't updated my phone, and I haven't even had an update for my phone in 3 or 4 months. And just a couple of weeks ago, that wasn't there. And lo and behold, there it sits today. I never knew it existed. But that's what was causing everybody's call to drop off. I'm just curious as to how long before they put the metadata in one of your regularly used apps and hide some text in that law you're writing on the terms and agreement before everybody winds up giving away, saying, yes, track me without them even knowing it.
Hmm. Yeah, well, it's a real worry. Apple generally has been pretty good on privacy, but as opposed to other companies. But yeah, we should keep abreast of this. I just clicked on it. It says you cannot run or not turn on exposure logging without an authorized app installed to send notifications. I don't have one of those installed right now, but yeah.
Well, that doesn't bother me. But what bothers me is I never gave anybody permission to update and even put the COVID setting on my phone.
Right.
That was done without my consent, knowledge, or permission. But that's what caused everybody's phone to drop a week or so ago.
Okay.
Sometimes the conspiracy nut jobs are on the money. Sometimes they're not. But when they are, I got to give them credit.
So who's been haunting the old amusement park? Oh, it's you, Tim Cook. Yeah, mystery solved.
Hey, I just wanted to update y'all on that. And I told you, as soon as I found something out on why everybody's calls, because that was strange. And it was all in one day. It was every call all day long.
Sure.
Just real staticky. They weren't getting full reception because that upload to their phone was hogging half the data and half their cellular reception without them even knowing it.
Well, I appreciate the call and the information. Mystery solved. Thanks, JD.
Take care.
Thank you.
272-9228. Jack, how you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
You know, as technologically savvy as you are, Jack, I mean, do you think or ever worry that there's stuff on your cellular phone that is tracking your whereabouts? And how do you feel about that?
I don't go anywhere that I give a damn anybody finds out.
Kind of what I felt like.
There was a time in my life where, my God, I didn't want you knowing nothing about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care, but we're going to find out more about what the Alabama Highway Department's up to, a.k.a. Department of Transportation.
I'm all about that.
With cameras on the rights of way.
Lots of them.
Mm-hmm.
Start looking
and
up,
we
folks.
Thought we were paying 10% gas, 10-cent gas tax.
No.
To get our roads and bridges improved, but apparently they're using some of that money for spying on you.
Sure. Mm-hmm. The other day when we went over to Atlanta, we got off on an exit here in Alabama, and I just happened to look up, and I swear for the first quarter mile off that exit was a camera on every pole at the top.
That makes sense right at the border.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Huh. Yep. Another mystery to be solved. 272-9228. Oh, this guy's great to talk about this subject or pretty much any other. Red Top.
Hey, Red Top.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How you doing, buddy?
Joey, I was so glad you started off with the Mars mission.
Yes.
There is something you didn't mention that is really significant, is that the first helicopter on another planet is going to be on this mission. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
It's heavier than air, and believe it or not quote air on Mars, but it has an atmosphere. But it is going, and it is going to. They're going to fly a damn helicopter on Mars. This is completely amazing, and this is NASA.
Wow.
It's not necessarily a practice run for the manned space, but because the Artemis system, you know, which is launching the Orion space module. It does go to the moon next July, by the way. I don't know if you knew that. Unmanned this time.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a complete test for the manned flight, which is still on schedule in July of 2024, regardless of who gets elected president, thank goodness. And this is really funny. I went downtown to give a live report on the fountain last week, correct?
Yes.
And apparently, right after I called your screener, I went down there. And remember, I was talking to the folks at the fountain while the person was being interviewed. And apparently, there was a drone flying, and I was on Facebook Live.
Oh, all right.
And to the point of being so close and so clear, they read the tag on the front of my truck, which says Bosch, B-O-S-C-H, which is the name of my band for 25 years. And I'm the only person in the world that has one. And no doubt, it was me.
Well, no, and I'm sure people watching on Facebook Live are like, who's that white guy with 0% body fat?
Yeah.
What's his workout and diet regimen?
And Joey, here's an exercise that's as painful as the 30-second push-up. My yard, I've been cutting for 10 years, and apparently I've built up so much thatch in the Bermuda grass that it won't grow anymore. So I've been out there with a steel tooth rake dethatching my yard by hand.
And wow.
I'm pulling muscles I never knew I had, Joey, and I do a lot of exercise. But if you want pain, get out there with a steel tooth rake. That's all I got to say.
I'll pass, but good idea. If I need it, I'll go and get right
Thank
on
you.
That. Thanks, Red Dog.
See you guys.
Thank you, buddy.
272-9228, last break of the second hour of the program. Again, this hour, News and Views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Great talking to Kim Williams, wasn't it, Jack?
It was.
Yeah, love talking.
She just texted
Kim,
me.
We go way back.
Yeah, she said she really loves talking to you in particular because y'all go way back. The number there for Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender. More News and Views when we come back. I'm Joey. He's Jack.
How you doing?
Doing all right. Eddie Bader in the house. Intern the Tim here as well. We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Sandman. This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and we are working hard to get our new showroom open. But in the meantime, we are continuing to wheel and deal on everything in our other two showrooms. We have Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Sutherland, and other great mattresses, beds, headboards, and some bedroom furniture always on sale. Factories are having trouble filling orders due to shortages in raw materials. While Mr. Sandman has run out of some models, I still have mattresses in all price ranges in stock. New shipments are coming in weekly, but some products are being delayed 2 or 3 weeks. Even though there are some shortages, I am still discounting throughout my showrooms. Mr. Sandman Mattress sells a number of different adjustable bases, and we stock many extra-long twin mattresses. Mr. Sandman has been voted Montgomery's favorite mattress store since last century because we offer more choices, better prices, and excellent customer service. Our salespeople are nice and helpful, not pushy. If you need a mattress for yourself, your precious children, or a guest room, visit us Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6 on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis down here at the Capitol Oyster Bar on that beautiful Alabama River, right down here next to the RV park we just opened up. That's right, the Montgomery Marina RV Resort, the Montgomery Marina. There's all kind of things going on down here. We're easy to get to right off I-65. You take that North Boulevard exit, then take the first exit. It's Louisville Street at the bottom of the ramp. Turn right, and turn right again. Follow that to the end of the road. You're going to find us down here on the river. We rent out pontoon boats. That's right. All you need is a driver's license and a credit card and come enjoy this beautiful river. If you hadn't been down here, it's really a good time. Everybody comes back with a smile on their face. We'll cook you up fresh seafood. You can take it along for a picnic or come in and dine with us or take it home, will you? We got a steamer. We steam up those shrimp from Argentina, some big old fat snow crab legs, crab claws. You know, I got some regular old Gulf shrimp, royal red shrimp. I know we find you something good out of the steamer, and we can fry it, we can grill it. Y'all, don't forget about the RV park down here. We're ready for you to get down here. Bring your boat, bring your camper. Come join us. We're looking for you. See you soon.
Hey, guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Hello, Montgomery. Do you have more people and more devices using the internet at your home? Switch to Wow Superfast Internet 200 for $44.99 per month. And for a stronger signal, add whole home Wi-Fi for $9.99 per month. Offer details at wowway.com.
Wow.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Have you heard about those guys on the Health and Wealth Show?
Hide your wives and daughters. Hide the groceries, too.
Well, they're not that bad, but they are on the radio 6 until 7 weekday evenings on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The River Region's 24-hour News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark, and in studio with me is the sponsor of this part of the program, Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. Eddie, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Joey. How are you doing, buddy?
Very good. Now, I shared recently on the Book of Faces that Lake property, Lake Jordan property, you are selling. Oh, my goodness,
is that
man.
Not a beautiful piece of property, man?
Oh, it's nice.
It is nice. And it's for the price, it's right at $350, but you're going to get one of the nicest houses on the lake for $350. This is a multi-leveled house. It's in the back of Holiday Shores. You've got a ton of privacy. And you can see we use some drones to take some of these photos just so you could really see how great that house really looks. But it's a three-bedroom, three-bath house. Like I said, it's on the water. You got a dock and you've got a boathouse that comes with it. And there's a bath and bedroom on each floor of this house. So if you're ever thinking about doing entertaining or if you ever want a family retreat, this is great because the families can be somewhat separated and have some privacy if you want. Or you can camp out. I mean, it's right. A huge house. And like I said, we've got it on the market for $350. We put it on there, I think, Friday. We went live with it. And if anybody's got any interest in that, you please give me a call. My number is 322-0662 or any other house that we might have. And that picture on that site there, it's on our Facebook page, Eddie Sells Houses. But it kind of shows you the extent of what we go through and go to make sure that people's houses get noticed. You know, we bring out the drones. We bring out professional photographers. We absolutely go the extra mile, and we take care of that. We don't bill the customer or anything like that. A lot of realtors do, but that's just not the way we do it. So if you want to talk to us about buying or selling your home, please give us a call. My number, again, 334-322-0662.
That's, Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group, 322-0662. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. And there's a lot going on right now. We're now less than a month away, very much so, from this runoff that we've been talking about for months.
Yeah.
This is, of course, the Senate race. Decide who will go up against Senator Doug Jones in November, whether it be Tommy Tuberville or Jeff Sessions. And also, for the congressional seat, Martha Roby is vacating.
Yeah.
You have Jeff Coleman and Barry Moore. It was good chatting with Barry Moore.
It was good. Barry come by
last week.
Great interview. That's the first time I had met him, and he impressed me pretty well.
I thought that was very good. And so we'll see where that goes. I'm not seeing too much breaking right now. And, of course, the mayor, just to reiterate, lifted the curfew because he put it on as an executive order. He could lift it off that way, saying that if people listen to them and wear masks in public, then there's no need for the curfew.
Question about the curfew. Being that we lifted the curfew and switched to the mask, mm-hmm. can we say that perhaps the curfew didn't work as intended?
Yes, though. I think the whole intention of the curfew was for them to have extra tool in their tool belt or toolbox to break up big crowds.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if they did, if they brought